Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to see you all. I can see Noah giggling here because he knows what the character is, but he's been sworn to secrecy. He's not allowed to let it slip who it is today. Okay, so I'm going to read you a little bit of the story, only a few pages, and then I'll see if you can guess who our Mr. Man or Little Miss is today. Okay, you're all sitting so beautifully. Right, Robbie, no peeking. Right, so Mr. Somebody, so it's a Mr. Man, likes to eat. In fact, Mr. Somebody loved to eat, and the more he ate, the fatter he became. And the trouble was, the fatter he became, the more hungry he became. And the more hungry he became, the more he ate. And the more he ate, the fatter he became. And so it went on. In fact, I've got a wee picture to show you here, actually. This is one of his cakes, and you can see that he's taken a slice out of it, but he didn't eat that little slice, he left that on the plate. He ate the rest of the cake. He was so hungry. And this person, Mr. Somebody, lived in a house that looked rather like himself. It was a roly-poly sort of house, and I can show you this picture because he's not in it. So it's got a really big roof, and it's got fairly rounded windows and a rounded chimney and even a rounded door. I'll read you a couple more pages and then that's it. One more, I think I maybe let it go there. One morning, Mr. Somebody awoke rather earlier than usual. He'd been dreaming about food, of course, and that had made him wake up feeling hungry as usual. So Mr. Somebody got up and went downstairs and ate the most enormous breakfast. And there's some people in our house who like to eat a really big breakfast. Maybe you do as well, but I'll tell you what he ate. So this is what Mr. Somebody had for his breakfast. Toast, two slices. Cornflakes, one whole box. Milk, one whole bottle. Sugar, one bowl full. Toast, three more slices. Three boiled eggs. Toast again, four more slices this time. Butter, one dish. And one pot of marmalade. Can anyone have a guess who it might be? Caleb, who do you think it is? Mr. Greedy, and you can see here that indeed this is Mr. Greedy. He's got his mouth open, he's got his big tummy, and he's got a hot dog, and he's going to eat it in one go, okay? So we've got Mr. Greedy, the Mr. Man, but there's somebody in the Bible who's a little bit like Mr. Greedy. So this Mr. Greedy from the Bible, he didn't like loads of food. He liked loads of money, so he was greedy for money. He was selfish about his money. He wanted a lot of money. And we can all be like that in some way. We might be greedy about food or greedy about money, but we can be greedy about lots of things. And we'll think about that in a minute. But this Mr. Greedy from the Bible, he was a little man, and he had a really big problem. And I've got something in the bag that Noah got for his birthday. And he quite likes spying on people with this. In fact, he likes spying with this thing. You hold it at the bottom, there's a hole you look in, and you can see out the top. It's called a periscope. He likes spying on me sometimes, and he even makes little spy notes. I've found spy notes before. And sometimes he likes to peek around the corner to find his daddy coming home from work. So this is a periscope that he likes to use. So this person in the Bible, his name's Zacchaeus, he could have really done with this periscope to see over this crowd, because Jesus was coming. But there was loads of people here and he couldn't see. So what was his problem? This little man with a big problem. What was the problem here? What was the problem? Ethan. Yeah, he couldn't see Jesus, okay? He's tiny, he's at the back, he's trying to pull up on the people. They're getting a bit annoyed at him. So he had an idea. He climbed up a sycamore tree. He's really good at climbing. He climbed up to the top, and it meant that he could see Jesus coming down the street. And Jesus came straight to the tree, and he spoke to Zacchaeus. But he was a little man with a big